is her contact.
You see, she will now speak in the same terminology as she is accustomed to on the board until she outgrows that too.
Should we develop more conversation between Commander Soltec and ourselves through Joyce, or is this enough for this lesson?
No, I think that it would be very good if you thought up some more questions. She needs to know her relationship, and she needs to hear it from her commander.
Think of any questions?
Commander Soltec, is there a purpose, a beneficial purpose, for the post, for Joyce?
Joyce can't set aside
this one for a moment. This is Commander Soltec. Thank you. My appreciation for being allowed to use this mouth. I would be happy to respond on her behalf. She cannot stay with me. It is very, very natural that this should occur. She forgets that she is with me a great deal of her time. 1 foot in this dimension almost always. But this is good experience for this instrument. Would you care to repeat the question? I have come to Joyce for many years. I have tried. I have tried. She knows. She knows I have been there. And this instrument knows I have been there. This one responds with goose pimples.
Would you be kind enough to expand upon your relationship now with Venus?
I have much attachment to that place called Venus. You see, the attachment that I had to my original planet no longer exists. It would be my second home. Although I do not live on any planet, you understand that we come from places the same as you. You ones come directly from Pleiades. I do not come from Pleiades. I come from within what you call your universe. Joyce comes from one of the planets of Pleiades. You see, there is great confusion. You think there are seven planets. There are many, many planets within that constellation. And yes, she comes from one. I also come, I suppose in your terminology, also from there. Many, many. There is no way to compare our time with yours. Long, long ago, long before her manifestation in this lifetime on your planet, it was agreed that she would be my contact. We come together.
This is understanding. Many environments, many places.
That is why you're chosen, because you can understand. Most ones cannot understand. But you have been willing to accept us, particularly on faith. It is good. It is very good to finally, after all of this time, be coming together again. There were those of you who chose to manifest as humans on this planet's surface in order to accomplish the necessary things on that dimension, to work closely with pre-arranged ones in this dimension.
I understand. What is that so? We would like to do this.
Good. Yes, right. I understand. You see, you have all sorts of technology. Yes. But I do not believe she is able to speak through you. She is smiling. You see her smiling. Would you care for a description of your commander? I think you have seen her too.
Would you like to re-ask that question about the coast?
In regards to the coast, you spoke of it some length on the purpose for knowing. I have people that I perceive that I wish to see. This seemed to be a good idea.
Yes. Most surely. You must go. These are things you must work out.
It would be best to work out.
They must be worked out in order to move forward. It would be wonderful were we able to go to the mountain and simply dwell there. But it's not practical. And it accomplishes nothing but inner peace. You must go. You must go and you must experience. And you will find it a most pleasurable trip, as well as very, very informative. Yes, of course I do. That is not for me to say. You will see your course. Do not push it. Take your time. There is no hurry. You have a remarkable relationship. And what you do not seem to understand is that you already know where you are headed. You just do not choose to see. And it is important that you see and that I not tell you.
I understand this principle.
It is not one that is pleasant to hear. The two of you have come a long way, and you understand. It is simply saying, yes, I know, because you know. And it does not matter, not in the least tiniest bit. What kind of relationship you have. You know you have a relationship. I will tell you this. It is that technologically, for the benefit of the project, this is one reason you have been brought together, is that Commander Athena and myself work very, very closely. We must have that kind of link. And you once agreed, long before you came here, both of you, to act in our behalf as our other terminal. And you are simply working out the bugs.
You question our desire for
fulfillment? Absolutely not. Your desire to fulfill your commitment is written all over the sky. Are you talking to me as Commander Soltek? I will. As will you. It is being done. And it is good that you question. Never, never hesitate to question. Although you forgot. Actually, Joyce did not forget. You did not question as to whether I come from the Divine One or not. I would caution you always to ask. There will be many who come. They will call themselves Soldet. They will call themselves Foltek. All sorts of similar names. I come from the Divine Light. Many of those who had made commitments have fallen by the wayside because they were careless on that very point. Always, always make sure you are dealing with the proper energy. The connection between that one Joyce and myself is unbreakable. That bond has been established long before this time. the bond with your Athena has been established long before this time. The veil of forgetfulness and the impact of the density of Chera causes the forgetfulness. And because of the forgetfulness, each of you have accepted new commitments because others have forgotten. And we are having to push extremely hard, which is not, in your earth terms, fair. But you have been willing. You have been willing on that soul level to accept those responsibilities.
Do you fear destruction?
I am not sure how you mean destruction. And in your terms, you better believe I fear the destruction. You see, Maldek was destroyed. That is what you call destruction, being scattered into the universe in bits of debris because of the foolishness of those ones who had the privilege to live there. Free will has not ever been very successful. This planet will never be destroyed unless it is through sheer accident, and that will not happen now. As through the most recent council meetings, an agreement was reached that we might intervene to somewhat a greater extent as far as underground explosions are concerned. In a sense, I was a contributor. You see, we all have our learning paths. I am a very technical one. There was a time when I felt we were simply mechanical. And it was a very biggie within myself and others around me. Of course. That force is God. That force is love. There is nothing of any value except love. Yes, I understand you, Richard. That was simply a precaution that I was giving to this whole group, especially the little one whose mouth I'm using, because she is very accepting, and I'm a new energy for her.
Thank you for your time, Mr. Lord. I have no further questions.
It is great love that I share with you and appreciation. You are most welcome. Do you sense something else that I might help my little Joyce with? Bless you. Know that we go with you. And please just keep in touch. And if it requires the board, without all of your silly prepositions, that's a good one. Your silly prepositions. Use it. Any way that you can touch. She will open her mouth and she will speak. Meanwhile, we will continue to pour all of that information into your computers, so that when the mouth begins to work, the information will be able to come forth. I will depart and return to Commander Hatton, unless you have other of me. Api aki honi. Salu, salu, salu. Overly, is there more that you would wish of us?
Not at this time, Hatton.
I apologize that Richard had to return. But someone does have to ask the questions.
And that was quite proper, since it's that team that needs to begin to operate together.
There have been energies flying everywhere in this place, as well as there. This was a great, great beginning.
Very good. Well, let's terminate now and see if we can get our feminine energies back among us here in the third dimension.
Do you not enjoy the silence?
Discretion being the better part of valor. Discretion.
Yeah.
Also, then I will request that these two ones return to you.
Thank you very much.
And I will take my leave again in the light of our Radiant One, filled with love and appreciation. Our appreciation and our thanks are unlimited for your participation. You are our hands. Through you, dear ones, that is the only way that we can operate on your surface. Salud. Salud. And salud.